Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 18 through 25. Brethren, a former commandment is set aside because of its weakness and uselessness, for the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, a better hope is introduced, through which we draw near to God. And it was not without an oath. Those who formerly became priests took their office without an oath, but this one was addressed with an oath. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. Thou art a priest forever. This makes Jesus the surety of a better covenant. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Today's Gospel is according to St. Mark, chapter 9, verses 10 through 15. At that time, the disciples kept the word of Jesus to themselves, questioning what the rising from the dead meant. And they asked him, "Why do the scribes say that first Elijah must come?" And he said to them, "Elijah does come first to restore all things. And how is it written of the Son of Man that he should suffer many things and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written of him." And when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd about them, and scribes arguing with them. And immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed, and ran up to him and greeted him. On this day, the 14th of December, we commemorate the holy martyrs Thyrsus, Leucius, and Callinicos of Asia Minor, and Philemon, Apollonios, and Arian of Alexandria. Of these, the martyrs who were from Asia Minor contested for piety's sake during the reign of Decius in 250. Saint Leucius, seeing the slaughter of the Christians, reproached the governor Cumbricius, for which he was hung up, harrowed mercilessly on his sides, then beheaded, for boldly professing himself a Christian and rebuking the governor for worshipping stocks and stones as gods. Saint Thyrsus, after many horrible tortures, was sentenced to be sawn asunder. But the saw would not cut, and became so heavy in the executioner's hands that they could not move it. Saint Thyrsus then gave up his spirit at Apollonia at the Hellespont. Saint Callinicos, a priest of the idols, was converted through the martyrdom and miracles of Saint Thyrsus, and was beheaded. During the reign of Diocletian, the governor of Antinoe in the Thebaid of Upper Egypt, was Arian, a fierce persecutor who had sent many Christians to a violent death, among them Saints Timothy and Maura, and Saint Sabine. When he had imprisoned Christians for their confession of faith, one of them, named Apollonios, a reader of the church, lost his courage at the sight of the instruments of torture and thought how he might escape torments without denying Christ. He gave money to Philemon, a flute player and a pagan, that he might put on Apollonios's clothes and offer sacrifice before Arian, so that all would think Apollonios to have done the governor's will and he might be released. Philemon agreed to this. But when the time came to offer sacrifice, enlightened by divine grace, he declared himself a Christian instead. He and Apollonios, who also confessed Christ when the fraud was exposed, were both beheaded. Before beheading them, Arian had commanded that they be shot with arrows. But while they remained unharmed, Arian himself was wounded by one of the arrows. Saint Philemon foretold that after his martyrdom, Arian would be healed at his tomb. When this came to pass, Arian, the persecutor who had slain so many servants of Christ, himself believed in Christ and was baptized with four of his bodyguards. Diocletian heard of this and had Arian and his bodyguards brought to him. For their confession of Christ, they were cast into the sea and received the crown of life everlasting.
Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net.
If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.